Now, I could mention also in this connection another bodhisattva, not only Avalokiteshvara, I could also mention the bodhisattva Kshitigarbha, who is one of the most popular bodhisattvas in the Far East. His name means earth womb. And Kshitigarbha, earth womb, is connected with the depths. In fact, he's connected with hell. And he's concerned with rescuing those who seem, those who appear to be, irrecoverably lost. He descends into the depths, we may say, descends into the dregs of sentient existence, goes right down into the depths, even, one might say, of insanity, of despair, of torment, and so on, in order to alleviate, in order to remedy, even transform conditions there. And the figure of Kshitigarbha, this great bodhisattva who descends into the depths of hell, represents the transforming power of the Buddha's influence, the bodhisattva's influence, even under the most difficult, under the most unfavorable circumstances and conditions. But perhaps by this time I've said enough. Enough to show that the bodhisattva ideal, as depicted in the Mahayana scriptures, is not limited by time, is not limited by space. Enough to show that the bodhisattva traverses all time, all space, even all worlds. That the bodhisattva ascends into the highest heights, that he plumbs also the lowest depths. I've said enough, I hope, to show that the bodhisattva ideal is cosmic, that it is universal. More even than that, we are concerned still, as we mustn't forget, with the higher evolution of man. And the bodhisattva ideal exemplifies, as perhaps no other spiritual ideal exemplifies, that evolution, the higher evolution of man. And it exemplifies it in the clearest, the most unmistakable, the most glorious manner possible. In fact, we may go so far as to say that the figure of the bodhisattva, what we might even describe as the bodhisattva archetype, embodies the whole idea, the whole meaning, the whole presence even, of the higher evolution. And even more than that, we may say that the higher evolution is not just a human ideal, not just an ideal for human life and conduct, though it includes that. The bodhisattva ideal, the figure of the bodhisattva, we may say, is a sort of force, the work, the activity of which is not limited to this world or to this plane. The bodhisattva, the figure of the bodhisattva, symbolizes a force which is at work throughout space, at work in all worlds. One can call it the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment. One can call it what one likes. But whatever one calls it, whether the will to enlightenment or anything else, one may be sure that it works. Works from eternity to eternity. That it leads not only this world, not only the human race, to higher and ever higher levels of being and organization, but leads also the whole of existence. It is, one may say, the unconditioned at work in the midst of the conditioned light ever at work in the heart of darkness. It is, we may say, the universalization of the higher evolution. It is the cosmic significance of the bodhisattva ideal.